Beyond Places and Faces.
Hi everyone, and welcome to the podcast Beyond Places and Faces. I am Neja, and today I have a friend with me, and she's gonna be my co-host. And this is
Anna Maria.
Hi Anna Maria. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Neja?
I'm actually really great, and I'm so happy that we finally found a connection, because this was a hell of a ride to get a Wi-Fi in Queenstown and Wakefield that is working at least medium fast that we can hear each other. So if the recording is going to be a little bit bad, please don't be too picky.
It's quality content for sure.
Okay, how was your week, Anna Maria?
I don't know. I'm very, very tired. So I would like to say that it was busy, but to be honest, I haven't been working much, but I started working out because summer is coming, and yeah, that's what makes me tired. And parties, which is actually pretty great. So yeah, let's say great week. What about yours, Neja?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, Queenstown and a party hard. I invited you today because we have quite an experience together. Anna Maria and me went together to do a North Island trip in New Zealand. I met Anna Maria, what, a year ago? Year and a half?
Was it about New Year's? Yeah, last year. Yeah, year and a half, a bit more actually.
March 2020. Well, I came to the Queenstown and I saw in a Slovenian group on a Facebook that there is one Slovenian living in a Queenstown, and I was like, oh, I'm coming there one weekend. Do we catch up? And she was like, yeah, let's go. And we went on for the fish and chips, I think. Yeah. And fish and chips and also fried bananas or something.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Fried dessert. Amazing.
I was so full, I couldn't even walk. I'm not a fan of the fish and chips. I'm not a fan of the fried things. But I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. And you know what? I was so full, and Anna Maria was in the end. Oh, let's go for ice cream. I almost...
Look at us, like more than a year later, you know, all into the gym and stuff. Fuck yeah. That's some progress, isn't it?
But after that, we kept in touch because, yeah, after the Christmas, I came down to South, caught up in Wanaka because I was there biking around, and you were like, oh, where do you have any plans for New Year's? And I was like, no, actually, I don't have any plans. Oh, another Slovenian is coming. Do you want to come to Queenstown? I was like, sure, yes. Can you give me a bat? Sweet, I'm there. So I pick up Nina on the airport, another Slovenian girl that I didn't even know.
And
we ended up at your place, and we stayed 3 days, and it was the most amazing New Year's. We had so much fun. And then at the end, I left, and we were like in the last 20 minutes. Oh, I want to see North Island. Me too. I was planning to do it in February. Oh, me too. Oh, let's go together. Done. Easy peasy. Yeah. And you flew up to Nelson, and we started adventure. Whoop, whoop. But before we go everywhere around North Island, I want to know how you ended up on New Zealand.
Well, I don't know. Where should I start? I always wanted to go to actually Australia. But it was slightly more difficult to get the work and holiday visa for that, because you also need to do an English exam. And back home, I was pretty busy studying and dealing with other things, work and stuff. I just always knew that I want to go somewhere the furthest as possible, let's say, because I don't know, I was always attracted to this part of the world, even though I didn't know anything about it really. So, yeah, I tried getting a work and holiday visa for New Zealand because it was just easier, and I was lucky enough to get it because there is not a lot of work and holiday visas every year. So So yeah, I got one. Nina, actually, the other Slovenian girl, she really helped me with that. I didn't even know her, but she was there for me for all the questions. So yeah, that's what successfully made me come here. Even more lucky, both Neja and me, even though we didn't know each other, we came like just before COVID, more or less. So yeah, we were extremely lucky to take this decision and fly over here.
Before you came, you were mostly in Ljubljana, or I know that you were also living in Germany and other places.
Oh, sure. So yeah, I was born and bred in Ljubljana. I was mostly situated because of my studies. But like, yeah, while I was studying, I went on an Erasmus student exchange to the Netherlands for half a year. Meanwhile, I was also doing quite a lot of traveling through Europe, mostly like Spain, Austria, England, stuff like that. And then I lived half a year also in Barcelona in Spain because I had a gap year. So I was doing my internship there for half a year. And other half a year that I had left for my gap year, I moved to Berlin because my cousin lives there and it was easy to get a room. So why not, right? So yeah, I lived in a few different places while traveling back home to finishing my studies. And basically one day before I left to New Zealand, I graduated. So done and new beginnings.
Amazing. I did the same, yeah.
We did it right, yeah. Girl, because now everything is way more complicated than it used to be. True. It was worth the hassle, for sure. My life is great right now. And yours?
I have nothing to complain. Okay, first, before we go to the main theme and main topic, what we're going to talk today, I always include in my episode the Holy Guacamole section. And this is a section where I share some traveling stories that happened to me or someone else. And do you want to share something funny or something incredible, scary, mysterious from your travelings?
Well, I just have a little story from yesterday because it's quite fresh. I don't know if I can call it that from my travel because I feel like a local now because I live in Queenstown for a while now. But let's say it's travel because I'm originally from Slovenia, right? So yeah, it's just a short anecdote. So I was just about to get ready for a party with my friend. So we just went to her house to, you know, get all the party gadgets together, cute outfits, fake cat ears and stuff like that that are obviously needed for every party. So we came to the house and her cat was kind of like injured. He had quite a bad wound under his neck. So she was really worried about him and he was licking it a lot. And by the time we arrived to the house, there was no vets left open. So we couldn't get like a cat cone for his head that he would stop licking himself. And she was obviously very devastated by the situation. And then I just Googled how to make a cone online. And we realized that you can make it out of a party plate. You know, party plates like for birthdays and stuff. And a guy made a cone out of three party plates. Believe it or not, there were just three party plates left from a party from before. And they were like this shiny, pink, amazing plates that obviously I took for her friend. And yeah, we put this around his head and he looked fabulous.
And it was working?
Yeah, actually, yes. I feel like a witch now. Or doctor, whatever. That's, I don't know. It was fun. He was good. He should wear it all the time if you ask me.
Wow.
What about you, Lisa?
I think that the whole 3 weeks traveling with you was just one big fun. Okay, let's go there.
Yeah, let's do this. Oh my God.
You know, the first Holy Guacamole that happened to me was like the day you came to Nelson and I had to pick you up.
Yep.
Anyway, you sent me a message and you were like, okay, Nisha, I'm coming this and this time. They're like, no, actually, you send me a boarding pass. And I saw on a boarding pass, oh, yeah, this is this flight, this is this gate. Okay, sweet, fine. I asked my friend Georgia, oh, do you want to go with me? And we're going to pick up Anna Maria, and then we can go together to the beach and take a coffee and just chill out. And yeah. And then we came to the airport. And I was like, Anna Maria, where are you? And you were like, Nisha, I'm just walking to the plane. And I was like, what? And I was like, Georgia was like, Nisha, can you show me the boarding pass? And I was like, she can't see. And she was like, this is when she's going on a plane, not coming to Nelson. I was like, oh my God.
You should know how to read boarding passes by now, babe.
Actually, no, it was actually really confusing because, sure. No, I'm not gonna lie.
It's fine. It's okay. It can happen to everyone. It's fine. It was funny. At least I was not suffering your mistake anyway. Thanks for picking me up on time.
Anyway, so when you came, then we went to the Rabbit Island. I showed you a little bit around, and then you asked me, so tomorrow we're going. And I was like, yay. But I'm not packed because I was working until the
great start.
But yeah, no, I was packed. I rearranged everything, and we left the next morning, not at 6 in the morning that we planned, but at 12, right?
Classic, right?
I have to admit something. When we decided to go traveling together, I didn't know you, and I didn't know how I'm gonna accept someone to my like traveling experience in this little car and everything, because I was so used to travel alone for a year that it was weird to have like someone next to me. But I loved how we share costs and petrol and everything, because traveling alone is really expensive because you have to cover everything alone. And yeah. Also, I'm kind of a very picky person, you know. I have my way. I'm a very clean, organized person. And I was like, oh my God, she's gonna lose it with me. And then
we were like yin and yang, eh?
It was amazing. Because
I don't care. It's fine.
But you know what? In 3 weeks, I didn't even like feel any. Like that I would be uncomfortable or like stressful, or I'd be like, oh, come on, Anna Maria. Nothing. Because we were such a good tandem. Like we were basically balancing each other all the time. It was amazing.
It's really funny. Like, I'm very chilled. I don't usually argue with people anyway. I'm not like Nisha. Sorry, babe. Anyway, I'm easy to be with, okay? And then as soon as she started to be like slightly like annoying, I was like, Nisha, you want a snack? And it worked every single time. The only thing I needed to do was prepare snacks before we go and feed her. Feed her when she starts being grumpy. Yes, that works. Like animals. If you have a cat, you know how it is, right? Like, we didn't know each other before, but like since day one, we were like, okay, look, we're going to be traveling for so long. There is no secrets. We don't have to pretend we're like better than we are. We were like our shittiest best selves from the beginning, and we nailed it because we are great. And I baptized her car the first night. Yeah, I'm going to tell you this story, boys, girls, whatever. I'm going to be just like opened because that's why we're here, right? So obviously, first day.
I forgot about that, right?
Obviously, first day I got a period, and obviously that never happens in my life. But of course, I left so much blood in her van on the first night, and we just had to, you know, sleep with that blood sisters, right?
Oh my God, I totally forgot about this. Oh my God, but you know what? This was in a French bus. It was a beautiful morning, sunset, sunrise, like parked on the beach. Everything was perfect. And when I saw your accident, I was like, sweet, this is your half of the bed and you're sleeping there. Bye. Yeah, after this accident, French bus, I think this was the ride when we were in Marlborough Sounds, right? Yes. And you were like, I'm so tired the next day. And I was also tired because of working and everything. And it was really hot. And we were like, okay, next day we're going to go and chill out. And we're not going to do anything. But they were like, but we saw that there is one beautiful mountain in the Marble Sounds, like Mount Stokes, and we were like, oh, it's so beautiful view up there, but no, we don't have energy, we're gonna go on the beach and we're not gonna do anything. But no, of course not. We were like, it was what, 5 p.m. and we were like, oh, let's go climb up there and let's catch a sunset. And do you remember our walk up there?
We had so many enlightening conversations. It was such a bonding experience, right?
I think I never in my life talked about sex, about partners that much, seriously, and that openly.
Welcome to my life.
I think I gained so much knowledge just being with you in 3 weeks that I was like,
that's so nice of you. The same though, it was so great for both of us, honestly. I really, really think it was meant to be.
I am a very open person and I'm talking about all the things all the time, but I never have a person on the other side that would talk about girl stuff like really openly like you did. And I was like, yay, she's my buddy.
we are really connected, like, I mean, but it's not just like culturally, because we are from the same country that it's tiny and now we're on the other side of the world, but it's just like, I think we both needed that kind of time at that point in our lives, you know, and the conversations and experiences we had were just perfect. I mean, for me as well, like my story was different, like I was in relationships for ages also while I was traveling as well, so I didn't have so much time to like explore myself and the women around me, you know, and I just started realizing how important that is, you know, like our mutual support and sharing and like safe space and, you know, empowering each other is just such a beautiful experience. I think every girl or woman would have it at least once in her life.
Yeah, well done. Well, at least Hashtag, you were in a lot of relationships and I am always single, but I always observe what other people do so I can give a good advice. And I think that half of our travelings, I was giving advice to you because you're in a bad relationship and I was balancing everything all the time. Also, yeah. You used all my data, so you still owe me that. So.
True that.
Do you remember when we were walking up? Yeah, and we did so many conversations, but on the way down, the darkness caught us and it was so many sounds and we saw pigs walking around, even though that we didn't see it. It was really steep, a lot of roots, and we were just like,
It was like a horror movie.
We were freaking out, basically. Oh my God, it was horrible. It was horrible.
When we were walking up, I knew how it's going to be going down. I knew that that's going to happen. Then I was like, I knew it.
But it was beautiful on top, you have to admit it.
No, it was great. It was such a nice adventure.
It was 360. But this was not only adventure. Because after that, we went all around this Marlborough Sound. We stopped in another base and then we were on the way to the Picton where we were waiting for the ferry. And the ferry from Picton to Wellington is just basically, if you see the distance, is really, really short. It's not much. But when we went, it was really windy and shitty weather. And how long we were sailing? Seven hours?
No, well, I mean, I would say maybe 5, I'm not sure now, but it was way too long. It was one of the worst experiences of my life that I never, ever want to repeat again.
I am never seasick, but this time I didn't know how to sit, how to breathe.
Yeah, oh my God, like after 5 minutes being on a boat, when it started shaking, I was like, oh my God. I can't stand this. I have to go outside. So basically, like, we were in the middle of the night, middle of the ocean, between the two islands. Very, very high waves. I think it was like 8 meters waves. So I was just like on the edge of the boat, letting the water splash my face. The water was freezing, but I just didn't want to throw up. So I was just like there, pale in my face, standing with water splashing there. Beside me, a guy that really, really wanted to talk with me and tell me everything about his life. Just talking, 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 talking. And I was like trying to, you know, not throw up in his face. Anyway, like people were throwing up everywhere. And then imagine the smell of that. Then poor animals were like on the deck downstairs. You know, they had this like huge car with animals. I don't know where they were taking them. I don't want to know. But the smell of the frightened animals together with puking, it was just like unbearable. And it just didn't finish, man. I wanted to go to the toilet. All the toilets closed because everyone was puking on the floor. I went to a waiter and I said to him as much as I could talk at the moment, like, is it always like this? And they were like, no, it's not. So yeah, we were not very lucky that night, eh?
No, because you know, when I came back a few weeks ago from the North Island, I had the smoothest drive ever. Nothing. I was watching movies in the cinema on the ferry. So
yeah, I was so tired. I remember the exhaustion that night. Like, I don't know how you managed waking up in the morning and moving the car. Like, honestly, I couldn't.
Well, I didn't want to pay all my savings for a parking, so I had to do it. And I came back to bed and I fell asleep again. So, but yeah, we loved Wellington, actually. We went to see the most amazing exhibition that I saw in my life. I was just sitting and I couldn't move. Van Gogh. It was amazing.
I saw that once in a movie and I thought, oh my God, if this is possible to see in real life, I want to see it, no matter the price. And here we go. Been there, done that. I highly recommend it to every human being. It's beautiful, gorgeous, inspiring. You learn a lot about Van Gogh personally as well. And you can become a part of his pictures, paintings even. How interactive is that?
The next day we went to the Papa Museum.
For Waitangi Day.
Waitangi Day, yes. It was Waitangi Day. It's a really special day for New Zealanders. And
us as well.
So Te Papa Museum is one of the most amazing museums on New Zealand and also around the world. But for us was very special because we found that it was Saturday, like a kids entertainment something, right?
Perfect for us.
Anna Maria, of course, went straight there and she started coloring some papers. And I was like, okay, there are kids and there is Anna Maria coloring. I'm going to join her.
I love this. Yes.
They had a treasure hunt for a kids.
Obviously, we had to do it, right?
The worst thing was that we were actually really bad at it.
We were like, oh my God, that's supposed to be for kids. We have no idea what to do. We were like trying to avoid people that work there so that they wouldn't know that we're actually so confused and lost because it was so difficult. And the kids were doing it like it's nothing. Maybe they live in a museum or something.
Yeah, they can read proper instructions. No, but that was fun and the museum was awesome. But the day was not over because we went to visit my Slovenian friend. Actually, he was not friend back then yet because I just messaged him. And if you listened to episodes before, you heard our stories, how we met. This is Mateusz. And so we visited Mateusz and Kun. And also Julia joined us. And we had the amazing Slovenian / Chinese party where we went all around New Zealand wineries, I think.
Oh my God. I expected a dinner because Mateusz is a professor. So I was like, okay, I have to behave myself, have to be careful what I'm talking about. At the end, with the dinner came wine and wine and wine and wine. We became like, we started talking about very progressive things, I would say. It was more and more fun. We finished with what, Slovenian liquor? That was great. Such an amazing night. Guys are amazing. I really want to see them again. So much fun.
Yeah, I was so lucky. I had a lockdown with them, so I can tell you this dinner was just the beginning. They're even more funnier than that. Well, yeah, so next day we had a slightly hangover-ish day.
Probably, I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, I remember because we went to the Vita Studios and I said, I'm going to apply for a job there. You remember?
Oh, true, yeah.
And I did apply, but I didn't get it. We continue our traveling all the way up to New Plymouth and then to Taranaki National Park, where we had a big plans to climb up to the Mount Taranaki. But at the end, we realized it was shitty weather. I think we didn't have equipment for gazing in the snow.
And yeah, I don't know if I could do it anyway, like physically. I was not working out back then, remember?
We were just eating together.
We did climb and see the Taranaki in the most beautiful way that we could because it was cloudy all the time, but we waited and there was like clear sky for a few minutes that we saw the most amazing Taranaki in all these beauties. And after Taranaki, we were sleeping on most amazing places on the beach and everywhere. We visited so many beautiful parks, did hikes and treks all around. At the last day in the New Plymouth and there around, it was really stormy and we were really tired. So we decided that we're going to pull on this one campsite that was on the side of the road next to the beach. And this was the most.
That was my first van trip, right? So there was a lot of things I was not used to, even though I'm pretty adaptable, I would say. But yeah, it was really scary because you could see the wind, you could hear the wind, and the wind was moving the car. And for the cherry on the top of the cake, at least from my side, I was very concerned about the ocean because we parked very near to the sea, and somehow I was pretty terrified of tsunamis at the time because who knows, we were there alone, it was night. And then all the shady cars that come in the middle of the night with this loud music and, you know, you don't know what they're doing there. What if somebody breaks in? There's a lot of hazards when you're traveling and maybe, you know, you never think about it before you actually do it. But we did it. We survived. We're here. Yay.
After that, I think we were if we survived this and other things, we can survive everything else. So we continued to Waitomo Caves where we went rafting all the way down to underground.
I think that the main reason we wanted to see the cave, but we were well, we haven't showered for a while. And, you know, it's hard to shower with cold water all the time, right? And then we saw this offer. You can go into the cave on a tube, which sounds super exciting. It's slightly more expensive, but at the end you can shower. So we were well, I guess that makes sense, right?
Yeah, we're just going to pay $100 for a shower.
Dude, we brought all the shampoos, conditioners, everything, just to do it properly, you know, because you never know when it's going to be the next time, right?
Those are the charms of traveling. Hot shower. Oh, we had a phrase, you remember, you had flip-flops and clothes on you, and you said?
Yeah, okay, no, so I said that it's difficult for me to pull on fresh clothes because I feel like I'm gonna ruin them on my body. That was the feeling overall.
That's welcome to the backpacking life. After Waitomo, we moved all the way up to the Hamilton and to the Raglan, where we did a lot of hikes and stuff, and then we moved to Auckland, where we visit Piha Beach, and then next day Waiheke Island with Nina. Oh, Waiheke Island, do you remember? We hitchhiked.
Oh my God, we were being super responsible going on a wine tour, checking the buses around the island because otherwise you cannot get around, right? So we did the whole plan, you know, from which winery to go at what time and everything, getting more and more wasted. When we are in the last winery enjoying ourselves the most, we realize that we are on the other side of the island and that we missed all the buses and that we might miss a ferry as well if we don't, you know, get to the other side of the island somehow. So I said, girls, we have no other chance. We need to hitchhike. And as good Slovenian youth, we are always taught not to do it. But now we are like, look, we're three and we have no other option. So, yeah, we just did it. And luckily, we got a very friendly South American guy, obviously, that took us all the way to the ferry. So, yeah, we did it. Right, Neja?
No. He didn't.
We decided on the way that we're gonna stop in another winery just for the heck out of it, right? And then after that we said, oh yeah, we're gonna walk to the ferry, which was really far away, so we missed it.
Yeah. Because Nina said we need like 25 minutes and we're like, okay, sweet, let's go half an hour before that. We still have 5 minutes. We came down and we were like waving to the ferry that left. And then thank God it was not the last one because otherwise we would be screwed. Yeah, that's Bohiki. It was really good. But I think the next day was even more incredible because you remember we went to the Mount Ida. We had a coffee. Amazing. We went around Auckland and then we decided we're going to go to the...
What was it called?
I think it was something, a rainbow party.
Yeah, I mean, it was themed that way, but I don't remember the name exactly. It was kind of like a pride parade, but more like a huge party for people there. So yeah, obviously we had to go. Had the time of our life with like all thousands of people that were there. It was 14th of February, I remember that, Valentine's Day. And obviously after a day party like this, we were hungry as. So first thing to do, to McDonald's, drive in, and then we had a plan to stay over at a friend's place in Auckland. And then just when we go to McDonald's, we start getting all these messages from people. Auckland is going to lock down. And we were like, oh my God, what have we done? We were just on a party with thousands of people. And now we're going to be stuck in Auckland. And our travels is supposed to continue in to Northland. So we had to do like a new plan in 5 minutes, just brainstorm. Okay, we cannot go to Northland because we might get stuck on the way back. So we said, okay, bye friends, bye Auckland, let's go to Coromandel, just like that. I was feeding her on the way with her burgers. We said it's a romantic escape for two because, yeah, that's just what we did, right?
Yeah.
Very adventurous.
We came to the Coromandel, we checked one of the camps, but it was closed because we were too late. So we were basically sleeping on one of the campsites on the side of the road. We were so dodgy. It was so dodgy. I didn't want to go to pee alone.
I was asking Neja all the time if the door is locked.
But actually, it was not even that dodgy. It was just because it was dark, we were tired, it was rainy. It was just like, ugh.
Oh my God, remember there were some people like in front of the car and I was like, where is the knife? You know, looking for some weapon just in case.
Oh my God, yeah, I remember that. Oh my God, you scared me even more. Oh my God.
I just wanted to be ready for everything. Too many horror movies, you know. But we're girls, we have to take care of ourselves. I just felt I need to protect ourselves.
And do you remember the next day it was still raining, but we decided to go all around the Coromandel Peninsula. And we came to the almost to the top, and we couldn't because it was basically road was just flooded. And I was like, oh, I think we can go. And you were like, Neja, don't even try. Don't even try.
We get stuck here. We're going to die here because there is no phone reception. There is no soul anywhere around. So basically we came more or less to the half by car and then we had to turn around and go back.
Yeah. I remember that this day, then we've ended up sleeping in one of the dogs' camp. We were almost alone and it was beautiful and we did like a picnic and we were talking with seagulls. We were walking on a beach and the day started to getting better and better. And the next day we had the most perfect day because we went to the hot pools for everyone. Hot pools is basically on the beach in Coromandel. You dig a hole and it's like a really, really hot, like boiling water coming out. So you're basically like 50 meters on, like away from the sea, on the beach sitting, and you're like boiling your ass. And Anna Maria, we walked in and there was quite a lot of people, but she was waiting for a guy to dig a hole for her. And she like, thank you.
Oh, well. We talked with them before. I made clear we are not ready. We don't have a shovel, but hey, this looks interesting, right? First, I thought this team is just like sand, but then I realized, oh my God, that actually works. So the guy started digging. So, you know, what else can we do than just lie inside, right? Also, obviously, we didn't wear like swimming clothes because we were not trying to be too optimistic. It was like a little bit cold. The ocean is freezing, but the water was actually really pleasant. So what we did was actually just lie in there in our clothes and, you know, enjoy our life. Thanks, guys.
Anyway, I did burn my skin there, and I also still have on my shorts a little spot of burn fabric, so I will always remember that. But I remember in the evening you were like in the middle of the forest where we were sleeping in the one of the camps, you were having a one bucket of water and you were cleaning clothes up and down and up and down.
The middle of the forest, like in the middle of nowhere, obviously no phone reception or anything, like toilet where you have to stand up if you want to poo because you just can't do it other way. And I was washing clothes there, obviously. Duh, what else do you do, right? Before it gets dark. And then when it went dark, we were just losing the car.
I want to say, while you already mentioned that, it was really bad toilet. And you remember that we actually paid quite the same amount as, I don't know, the other day when we had a Wi-Fi and really cool camp. So it's just, I don't get it on this New Zealand, how they are like having prices so differently, or you're almost without anything, or you have a like really cool campsite for the same amount of money. It's just crazy.
You never know what you get if you don't read some reviews and stuff like that. But when you're traveling, especially in the North Island with a lot of areas without any, you know, reception or data, me or whatever, it's just difficult to check things up. So we were mostly just going, you know. One of our sayings was also like, we don't need a map because we just are. That's how spontaneous we are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Said this, and then the next time, we like next 5 minutes, we got lost.
Well, it's just a part of the journey, isn't it? Just like in life.
True that, but also it's really hard to get lost in New Zealand because you have one road that goes in a way that you wanted to go, so it's quite easy. Oh yeah, this was our Coromandel experience, and after that, we actually started being a little bit emotional because you were like, you had like two more days and then you left me. We went to the Hobbiton.
None of us is like a Lord of the Rings fan. I tried watching it maybe 3 or 4 times, always fell asleep. Neja either. We don't know anything about it. It just looks like fun. So we just had to do it. We agreed on that. And it was fucking great.
It was no one there. We were like, you know, thousands of people usually visit the place. And we were basically 6 people in our group, something like that, right?
Yeah. It was very private.
Yeah. And he just allowed us to do everything. We were just mucking around all the hobbits. And I was like, this is experience. That's how you pay for this.
We are super lucky, that it's COVID. I don't want it to sound wrong, but like it's perfect for traveling here in New Zealand because it's just so empty. Every tour we made, like every camp we were at, it was just like a private experience. No traffic, you know, just us, very romantic, doing whatever we want as usually.
Stop it.
Oh, stop it. You
actually had a little crisis when you left because after Hobbiton, we went to Rotorua. That I call this smelly town because it smells like a rotten eggs wasted. We went for a dinner and Mari experience and then to the Redwood Forest. It's like a tree walk. It was beautiful. And then next day, I drove you to the bus station, and when she left me, I was like, I was freaking out. I was so glad he was here to have someone traveling with me. I was like, also, I didn't have any plan. And you know what happened when you left? I went down to, I wanted to go to East Coast, Napier, Hastings, down to Tongariro Crossing and stuff. And when I drove from Rotorua to Napier, I decided to go on a road 38. That's not the main road, but it's like a side scenic road. This was gravel road, most dangerous area of New Zealand. There was no reception. I was alone. So I was freaking out because it was like, the road was disaster, small on one part. Everything was flushed because of the floods. The trees were like broken. But and when I got to the, after 100 kilometers to one of the lakes and the beautiful nature, it was amazing. But just the way there, like I couldn't leave the car and go to the toilet. It was 100 meters, feeling that someone is going to steal something. So in the middle of the night, I was just peeing in the front of my car.
Oh, poor Neja. Like a savage. No, but that's super scary, though. I really admire you to do that by yourself, to be honest.
It was, the first few days were really creepy. But then I started meeting so many people, and I did Tongariro Crossing, and then all the beautiful things happened to me because I ended up working there. Because I ran out of money and I didn't, when you left, I was like, I'm going to go probably down to South and something. But at the end, yeah, I came back like a few weeks ago after 7 months back to South Island. So I had the most amazing time. Yay.
Yay, Neja. Welcome back.
For the ending, do you have any more of our quotes that we were writing them on the way?
Oh, yeah, no, I just have a few. So, like, sometimes we had, like, this so smart / funny Svetka Marietka in Slovenian, but it doesn't make sense in English, so I'm not going to try to translate it. And, for example, one was when we were on a road and there was, like, really heavy rain. And Neja was like, are we going to see the waterfalls? And I was like, dude, we are in a waterfall. So that was one of those.
Oh, I remember one. Eni gledaju hripčke, drugi patipčke. That means some of the people exactly. are watching the mountains and the others are watching a boys. But in Slovenia, it's like a rhyme. Aww. It's so really hilarious.
Oh, yeah. My God. Yeah. It was so much fun. We were a little bit wild and Neja was single. So whenever we were on the road and there was someone worth looking at or not even, I was like, turn the car. Just follow that guy.
I love how you say that I was single. Babe, I'm still single.
Yeah, well, some things never change, right?
I still need your maybe a few percent of your wildness in me to have that fun that you have, but I have nothing to complain.
Well, we have to hang out more.
I'm going to visit you soon.
I'll be happy to see you again.
You too. Okay, for the ending, I have the section called Almost But Nah. It's like a suck and sweet. So, or like, what are you grateful that you learned in the last days, weeks, and maybe what you had a goal to do, but you failed as usual?
Is that a question? Okay. I'm grateful that I'm grateful. Because I don't have to try hard to be grateful. I don't need the gratitude diary to remind myself of the things to be grateful for, which some people practice, and I appreciate that they are trying to be grateful. But for me, gratitude comes very often. I would say probably daily, and I feel it, and I know it, and I mean it, and it's wholesome experience, very difficult to describe. But I also feel like the more grateful I am, better things are happening to me. So, yeah, I'm grateful to be grateful. I'm trying to learn day by day to listen to myself more, to listen to my intuition more, because I feel like if I know how to listen to myself, I'm taking better decisions in life. And, yeah, less things get fucked up. So I have to trust myself because I got this.
and you got this, and everyone's got this. We just have to, yeah, we just have to be more in tune with ourselves and sometimes, like, you know, make other voices around us shut up because they have no idea. We know ourselves the best. We know the best what's the best for us, and that's it. That are my life lessons last few days, probably, or years. I don't know. Yours?
I'm going to just stop here because you finished this perfectly. Me, this week, I'm really grateful because I actually kicked myself and I am almost... every day I'm more active and I'm doing stuff and I try to go to bed and read and stop doing stuff on a computer because I realize I can't sleep good. And that's really challenging to like put phone down like few hours before going to bed. It's really hard like to not touch it in when you go to the bedroom and stuff. So that's what my challenge, and I'm still working on it. And my thing actually that I learned, and I'm still not that good at it, but I'm getting there, that no is a full sentence. I like, we were talking about this so many times and I just heard it on the other podcast when I was listening and stuff, and I was like, oh my God, yeah, I don't need explanation. And I caught myself a few times this week like saying no, and I was like, because no, I don't need to explain. I mean, not if you say no to the boss or something. No, I mean, like, for the things that, like, matters you, like, listening yourself. Like, can you do this? I don't know. No. No. If you don't feel it, no. And you don't need my explanation. So, yeah, that's one of the things that, yeah, I still, I'm failing every day, but I'm getting there because now I have it in my mind and I, like, thinking about. So it's good. And that's it.
Oh my God, that's great. I'm really proud of you, and that's such a good lesson for me as well. Thanks for saying that.
Thanks for sharing your talk, and thanks for being on my podcast.
Thank you for having me. It was great.
And you guys that you're listening, please share your stories at Behind Places and Faces on Instagram, because Holy Guacamole is always waiting for your stories. And as you know, follow, subscribe, share. And see ya later, alligator.
Behind places and faces.